Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening and welcome, Christian patriots across the fruited plains. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and we are broadcasting from the free zones in the American Redoubt. Welcome one and all. Hopefully you all had a great week this week, and you've had a restful weekend. Very interesting times ahead of us, for sure. Very interesting times that we are in now. Tonight, I want to discuss, in segment two, we're going to have three segments tonight. I'll have Lady Liberty join me in the studio for segment three. Some pretty alarming things that we wanted to discuss together. In segment two, I'm going to talk about this new climate crisis, climate emergency strategy, and this new government entity that this communist regime who has taken control of our government has implemented, called the American Climate Corps, the new youth movement of this new regime that they're trying to maintain control of. They're terrified at the thought of Trump getting back in November or January, winning in November. And they're going to stop at nothing. We're going to talk about that. What these people have in mind is terrifying. You wouldn't think so looking at Biden, but he's not really in charge. He's a puppet on a string, and there are some very evil, diabolical people that are really in charge of things. And so we're going to talk about one of the facets of their strategy, and it is a primary one, and that is the climate crisis, or climate emergency rather. So let's get started with the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preparations to the next level, with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there at prepping2-0.com. First, right out the gate here, we've seen, this is incredible what we've seen across our universities. I actually have more I'm going to hit on here momentarily, but we are seeing this jihadi caliphate spread like wildfire across the country, seeing things that we haven't seen since World War II, with targeting of Jews and calling for the death of Israel, which we didn't see in World War II because Israel was born in 1948 after World War II. But students locking arms in front of universities to block Jewish students, paid their full tuition, but keep them from entering, calling for death to Jews. And now they're doing it under a jihadi banner. Terrorists, they are flying the colors and the flags and speaking the same rhetoric as terrorists who very recently have killed and dismembered, raped, and carried out all kinds of atrocities, targeting a specific ethnic group for extermination. So, for those of you who don't really care, I don't really like Jews, doesn't bother me, well, guess what? Christians are next. They're saying very clearly, death to Israel, death to Jews, death to America, and death to Christians. And I don't know if they really even care if they do it in that order, but this is going to get very much out of control. While Israel is trying to defend itself from Amir Sarfati, the ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, such as it is about to issue arrest warrants against Israel's top political and military leaders, unlike President Trump, who in 2020 issued an executive order to impose sanctions against these ICC judges. Biden won't do it so far. No, and he won't either. If the ICC acts against Israel's leaders, branding them as war criminals, not Hamas leaders, but it never has Israel said, we're going to wipe the Palestinians off the face of the earth. Death to all Palestinians. Death to Palestinian land. Every peace deal that's come down the line, Israel has agreed to, and the Palestinians said, no. It's never enough. It's never enough until they have destroyed the nation of Israel and killed all the Jews. That's when it'll be enough for that phase. Next phase is global caliphate and killing of all Christians, whoever won't convert. And it's alarming to see the number of students that are participating in these mass prayers on their knees, bending over and chanting. But if the ICC acts against Israeli leaders, branding them as war criminals, it will, first of all, guarantee Israel fights to victory on all fronts, because then they would have nothing to lose. Two, it ends all chances of Saudi-Israeli normalization, which is what the globalists and the jihadis don't want, is normalization. Three, it means no hostages for terrorist deal. Four, it would create a precedent that will be used against U.S. and other allied militaries and leaders. Five, it would break whatever's left of the dam blocking anti-Semitism from infecting every corner of the world until recently civilized world. And arguably the only person who can prevent the ICC from issuing arrest warrants against Israel's civilian and military leaders for non-existent war crimes is Joe Biden. That's a sad state, isn't it? Why isn't Biden reissuing Trump's executive order, which Biden canceled, that will sanction ICC personnel if they act against the U.S. or its allies? Well, the reason's clear. It's the same reason why he went and wiped out all of Trump's border security executive orders. And while he's trying to wipe out all of the other executive orders that was leading the United States toward prosperity. Mike Pompeo weighed in on this. He said, the broken and corrupt ICC is looking to bring charges against Israel for defending itself against terrorism. Trump administration was right to sanction the ICC, and Biden was wrong to lift them. Biden should immediately reinstate these sanctions against the ICC. And it's absolutely correct. The ICC is, well, it is a machination of globalists that want centralized power ruling over all the nations. So we say no. Another major Biden disaster. I don't know if you guys are up on this. What's going on in Niger? Niger's Russian-backed military junta agrees to release 1,000 U.S. soldiers after Biden promises to abandon the $100 million U.S. airbase in the country. This is where we've been carrying out operations against terrorists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and so on. Well, Russia and rumored China has been working Niger for quite a while. I guess they must have offered him a sweeter deal. Niger, of course, along with the rest of the country, has lost all respect for this regime, for the United States. But they're holding these, they set up a makeshift barricade around these soldiers, and they've cut off water, electricity, reportedly. This is from The Wire, from the S2 Underground Wire. It came out last week, Niger, the situation regarding American military presence at Base 201 and the embassy, at the embassy compound in Niamey has deteriorated significantly following weeks of increased tensions in the region. A few weeks ago, Niger demanded that the United States leave Niger and has, in effect, created primitive blockades around the embassy compound as well as Base 201. This has created logistical difficulties, and food and water have become hot commodities among the soldiers and diplomats who have been stationed in Niger. This is absolutely unacceptable. But not surprising, and this is just emboldening all of our adversaries. We've got this new axis forming, or solidifying, I should say, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and the jihadis. China now, from Prophecy News Watch, China is setting the stage for digital Pearl Harbor on America. In the wake of House subcommittee hearings this week on threats coming from Chinese Communist Party, the FBI and lawmakers are warning of the cybersecurity threat that the CCP poses to U.S. infrastructure. This is critical infrastructure, communications, transportation, navigation, all of it. Over the last year, the size and scope of the CCP's cyber warfare tactics have begun to come to light, which U.S. officials have publicly admitted to being stunned by, or at least they're pretending to be stunned by. But let me jump ahead to this Law Enforcement Today article where the FBI director warns again of this heightened threat environment from China and open borders and terrorism. Now, this is coming from the FBI director appointed by this regime, the same regime that's responsible for the increased threat from China, open borders, and terrorism. So now he's warning us. So this is, they're feigning to be looking out for us. We're warning of this. What I believe is they're setting the narrative for what they are going to, if not facilitate, at least allow to happen to create the chaos that they need if their climate emergency won't do the trick. But earlier this month, Ray informed the House Appropriations Subcommittee on the threats while complaining about what he believed to be insufficient funding for the FBI. Oh, well, Mike Johnson took care of that, didn't he? Noting that the 2024 budget was approximately $500 million below what the Bureau needs, and I would add $500 million more than you should ever have, probably $6 billion more than what you need. But on the border, unlike the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, traitor, Ray admitted that the current state of the U.S. border is a national security threat. Well, get your act together. Get your stories together. On April 11th, Ray said the FBI continues to see Mexican cartels pushing fentanyl and other dangerous drugs into every corner of the country. So this regime is talking out of both sides of its mouth. There's not a crisis. Oh, well, there is a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. We inherited this. Can you believe that? After undoing, 45, 50 executive orders that Trump put in place that was securing our border, these guys went and shredded it. And now they're saying, oh, we have a problem. Oh, we face threat. We need more money. No, I don't think so. And in fact, one of the things they should be focused on is this Islamic threat that we have emerging in the United States. Funded by Soros, that we're learning, Israel hate camps are exploding. Soros, the billionaire left-wing investor, is one of the backers of the Students for Justice in Palestine parent organization. And this is a plague. Soros, the billionaire left-wing investor, is one of the backers of the Students for Justice in Palestine parent organization. At three colleges, the protests are being encouraged by paid radicals who are, quote, fellows, close quote, of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. The radical group received at least $300,000 from Soros Open Society Foundations since 2017 and also took in $355,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund since 2019. Here's some of the material that's being passed out by these little hooligans, these wannabe jihadist communists. Here's the red-green axis that we were all being accused of being alarmists, paranoid conspiracy theorists for. Well, here we are at these jihadi events where they're flying Hamas colors, claiming to be Hamas. We are Hamas. Destroy Israel, destroy America, kill the Jews. And now we've got these guys being man on the street interview, openly saying, yeah, the Christians need to go too. This is not an Israel problem. This is not a Jewish problem. This is all of our problem. Right here, The Communist. It's a publication being passed out at these rallies at these universities. We are America's communist generation. Latest polls say 30 million Americans support communism. Communists march goes viral. That's what they're passing these publications out at these events, these jihadi events, where they're flying terrorist flags, wearing terrorist colors, calling themselves terrorists. Here's another one from The Communist. We fight for worldwide intifada. Only a revolution can end imperialism. Sounds communist to me, but they got a flag of a blown up buildings in the Gaza Strip, and they've got some, looks like a Palestinian soldier. I mean, civilian. They're all civilians. But while they're firing mortars, they're wearing blue jeans. So when they get taken out by a drone strike, they can say, oh, they killed more civilians. But anyway, with this, Fight for Worldwide Intifada has got this picture of this flying Palestinian terrorist flag. And right here, Armenian History Month, we're remembering all the Christian Armenians that were slaughtered. It's Armenian History Month. Well, in Los Angeles, a man identifying himself as a comrade told an Armenian immigrant parent he would burn the U.S. flag after stating death to America. The Armenian American told the man that if he does not like the American flag, he should leave the country. Well, that's right. We'd all agree with that. But see, they don't want to just leave. They want to burn down anything that stands for Americanism, wholesomeness, natural rights, God, our Christian heritage. They want to burn it all down. Well, let's move on here to the next story. This came also from law enforcement today. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposed biological integrity, diversity, and environmental health rule. Its update would implement a rule to combat climate change at the expense of wildlife conservation through hunting and angling. So the proposal would put National Wildlife Refuge Systems decisions based solely in Washington, D.C. Bunch of office cubicle homosexuals making policy decisions instead of local biologists who are best positioned at the local state levels to make policy decisions for sustainable conservation. This activism over conservation. The BIDEH rule proposed updates would emphasize climate change policies over the stated mission of the very reason the National Wildlife Resources exist. The 1997 National Wildlife Refuge System Improvement Act states that the system of over 500 refuges, consisting of more than 850 million acres, was created to conserve fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats, which in Lady Liberty's book, The Perils of Sustainable Development, they talk exactly about this. These wildlife corridors and moving, squeezing the population systems. I know it's just conspiracy theory, but it's documented. And here it is, real. yesterday's conspiracy theories or today's headlines, right? To be different. All right, stick around. Segment two coming up. I'm going to talk about this American climate.
With you at my side, we
this
will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out
it's
the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off
America.
The sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back. Segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, episode 24-09, the ninth podcast of 2024. And also, all of our archives are uploaded to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And of course, you're invited to tune in to the stream or to Podbean, where we upload the archives for the Morning Commute show every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Go and check those out there, where we talk about these current events as they're happening and trying to stay on top of it. Things are moving very, very quickly. The Christian radio station, American Christian Network affiliate, Liberty Broadcasting out of Spokane, is holding our time slot. They're filling that right now, but as soon as the congressional campaign is over, then they are keeping that available for us so we can get back on the air, because running for a federal election is all kinds of red tape, especially for broadcasters. So we're just doing the podcast right now, and then you'll be able to hear us on the radio like you have for the last 3.5 years. So we'll keep you posted on those developments. Now let's talk about this American Climate Corps, the new Hitler Youth. But this first got my attention. I heard something about it. I heard the term American Climate Corps. I didn't really pay too close attention to it until I saw the wire that came out a few days ago by S2 Underground. The bottom line up front is White House creates federally directed climate activist organization, announces new taxes for next year's budget. New taxes. Oh, yeah. These guys got to fund all of this, these communist programs somehow. Well, and plus they got to fund all this money going to Ukraine. Yesterday, the White House also announced, this is according to The Wire that came out on the 26th, the White House announced the implementation of the American Climate Corps, a first of its kind, not really, there's nothing new under the sun, but first for the United States government, federally run activism organization. As per the announcement by the White House, no experience is required, and over 2,000 paid positions are available around the United States. This program will also provide a, quote, streamlined pathway into federal service, either immediately upon completion of a single term or through completion of multiple terms of service, close quote. Applicants will be embedded within various federal agencies for indoctrination purposes as part of the training pipeline, and upon completion of the training schedule will be deployed to various strategic locations around the United States. Agents will specifically be deployed to rural areas and communities with the goal of mobilizing locals and developing local activist networks. Good. That makes them more reachable. Now, here are the analyst comments from this piece from The Wire. At face value, the ACC, that's the American Climate Corps, seems like a young leaders program centered around the climate agenda, all financed by taxpayers and directed by the White House. As quote-unquote education and quote-unquote mobilization is part of the program, the historical implications begin to become more obvious and vastly more concerning. Throughout history, similar organizations have been used to further blur the line between federal activities and the private sector. Yeah, public-private partnerships. Also warned about in Lady Liberty's research and publications. In addition to offering the convenience of plausible deniability. As such, similar organizations have been a crucial stepping stone in the mobilization and turning of social groups into more official and organized federally directed paramilitary organizations. Oh yeah, I'm wondering, how long is it going to take before they have to have their own SWAT team? When are we going to look at the government spending and discover that they had they purchased 50,000 M16s and, you know, 6 million rounds of ammunition? Anyway, as almost all climate activist groups in the United States resort to violence at the first opportunity, the implication of such a program is quite clear. Implementing this program will almost certainly result in an increase in the efficiency of climate groups within the United States from the perspective of direct federal guidance, granting the White House full command and control over at least 2,000 re-educated, well-paid, and ideologically fanatical private citizens known to use violence to achieve their goals, all emplaced in strategic cities around the countries, I would say strategically emplaced in the rural communities. Trump country, in other words, is where they are going to be planning on putting these individuals. Embedded with local politicians and running intelligence networks of their own, serving as the eyes and ears on the ground for the White House, all of which is funded openly by taxpayers. Furthermore, the announcement of raising taxes while establishing a federally directed taxpayer-funded climate militia during the lead-up to an election is generally not advised among political systems seeking to legitimately engage in the electoral process. As such, this is likely not a concern for the White House at this time. Yeah, because they have plans of stealing the next election as well. If they don't try to kill Trump, it'll be, who knows, a climate emergency or this cyber attack that the FBI is looking out for us by warning us of. So, yeah, they're now considering declaring a national climate emergency, which would give Biden COVID-like powers. Got a link to a couple of videos to Disclose TV, climate emergency power grab. You can go find those. But just recently, and this began in 2021 with crazy occasional Cortex and commie Bernie Sanders pushing for Biden to call an emergency declaration, a climate emergency, as far back as 2021. Well, now they're renewing that. You can just do a DuckDuckGo search for declare climate emergency. You can even throw in Cortez in there. Or Sanders, you'll find multiple articles where these new calls are being renewed. Occasional Cortex also praised Biden for creating the American Climate Corps, the climate militia. Well put. A new program that will hire and train more than 20,000 young people to work fighting climate change. Biden announced that Americans can now apply for some 2,000 positions under the program. So let's go and let's take a look at this. You can find this. by going to acc.gov. acc.gov. So when you first get there, you hit their landing page, American Climate Corps. It's got a picture of a little green tree, like as if you're, you know, a Forest Service job or, you know, a Peace Corps. But, oh, no. Your climate career starts here. You can sign up, get all these updates, join the next generation of creators, thinkers, leaders, and doers working together to tackle the climate crisis. Help build a clean energy and climate resilient future in your own community and across the nation. And then there's the button where you can join and be the change. So let's take a look. What will you be doing? Well, of course, this is going to be very vanilla, right? This isn't, we'll never list here where this is headed. But what you'll do, get paid to work on climate solutions, public lands and waters, clean energy, community resilience, deploy nature-based solutions, and expand the use of traditional ecological knowledge to help communities prepare for climate impacts. Now, you guys have noticed an increase in... Have you seen some of the pictures of the hailstorms? I mean, grapefruit-sized hail around the world. This record, I think it broke records, this latest spate of tornadoes, this outbreak of tornadoes in the heartland of America just over the last 4 days. It's heart-wrenching. So, the narrative is being set up for calling for a climate emergency. Perfect for this climate militia here. In urban areas, advance environmental justice to ensure all Americans can live in healthy, thriving communities. Advance environmental justice. So they're going to use the criminal system for this. They'll use the courts. They'll use lawfare. Address extreme heat by planting trees and deploying strategies to expand cool communities. Yeah, like the $7 billion on Earth Day they just approved for to be giving away solar panels. And you know, at these massive solar farms, they're actually altering the climate in those regions, creating new microclimates, because the Earth doesn't absorb the warmth from the sun. It reflects it back into the atmosphere. So there's climate change, and the climate activists are the ones that are changing the climate. Anyway, food systems. Enhance agricultural systems to protect natural resources and conserve water during droughts. No, they want to conserve water all the time. Water wars are part of this. Enhancing agricultural systems means eating bugs and shutting down farms. That's what that means. Create and maintain community gardens to increase access to fresh and healthy foods. Of course, foods that they approve of. Community gardens. Ran by a communist regime? I don't think so. Everything will be GMO, guaranteed. I don't know where you're going to get your water. It'll be rationed. It'll be just barely enough to keep the comrades alive, probably. Build local food systems by establishing and supporting farm-to-table and farmers' market initiatives. Well, those initiatives mean regulation and control, because we've seen that all over. Everywhere you see farm-to-table or farmers' market networks, you see increasing regulation and control. Bureaucracy, shutting down family-owned dairies, shutting down these family-owned farms, raising meat, especially meat. You shouldn't be eating meat. You should be eating, unless it's imported from China or farmed in China, or bugs. But anyway, yeah, this is This is not looking good. Capacity building. Support the health and sustainability of community-based organizations through grant writing or fundraising. Right. Put in for grants so you can increase the numbers of your local communist food control organization. Manage outreaches to communities by recruiting and engaging local volunteers. I wonder how they plan on engaging their local communities. And conduct environmental research, which will all point to the need of more regulation, of course. Anyway, check it out. Put this on your radar. If your kid says, hey, I got this flyer for joining the Climate Corps, you can snatch it right out of their hand and use it to start a fire in your wood-burning stove. So the enemy never quits. The enemy doesn't ever take a day off, which means we can't either. All right, American Patriots, stick around. Segment 3 and Lady Liberty coming up right after this.
At the end of the day, either the communists win and destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the third and final segment for episode 24-09. And we are welcoming Lady Liberty in Studio A, Radio Free Redoubt tonight. Good evening, Lady Liberty.
Good evening to you and good evening, everyone out there. And yes, we've got some terrible news in this particular episode, don't we?
Yeah, it's just an ugly world out there, and it's going to be do or die for America. And how bad do we want it? How bad do we want America?
That's right, because I think that what's going to actually happen is that we're going to find out too late how bad we wanted to keep America. You know, where hindsight is, you know, 2020, and
sure,
where we're heading into this, we think everything is still fine. Well, it's all going to be fine until it isn't, until it's too late, until we are up against a wall, put into a corner and attacked ruthlessly. Right. And
we'll wonder, how did we get here?
Right. Exactly. And one of the things that, you know, besides all of this, upping in frequency, in violence, in everything that is happening with these pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protesters, and it's not just protest. This is the beginning of the global jihad, the intifada, and
right.
It's not just them though. You know, I mean, as we're looking at it right now, we've got the deep state, who is the United Nations, who's Nancy Pelosi, who's Clinton's, who's all of that whole ilk.
Yep,
they are the UN. The deep state is synonymous with UN. I don't know if most people know that. And the UN is synonymous with communism. So deep state
right.
equals communists.
Yes.
From the UN. Well, so we've got
on a global scale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the UN is. It's global domination. It is one world order or new world order, but it is one ruler, right?
It's
one body that is ruling the entire world. That's what UN, right? One. And that's what that represents. And so the deep state, the shadow government, and the communists, they are all the same thing. And globalists, throw that word in there too. They are all the same thing.
Yep.
Well, so that's just one party, right? You've got the whole globalist UN party that has already set up their entire governance infrastructure around the United States, which is what I have documented in my first book.
Right.
And so their shadow government covers and crosses multiple jurisdictions, totally throws everything out of whack, causes everything to be done unconstitutionally. And beyond that, that's just one of our problems, right?
Yes.
We've also got, like you're describing, we've got Islam now here in the United States en masse.
And our youth embracing it.
Yes.
Rushing to it.
Right. And they're starting with their intifada. But that's not even the worst part.
Right.
I think the worst part is China. China
yes.
is clearly the most formidable enemy that we have right now. And the fact that they have a 100-year plan and we are in their 100th year of this plan
yes.
to take over America, and not just take over America, but to get every American out one way or another. Like General Chi Haoshin said in his speech, he said that they would offer us the good deal where they tell us, just leave. That's
yes.
their good deal. And if we don't just leave, like literally pack our bags and move to another country immediately, then they'll be happy to grind us into hamburger.
Right.
And so that's, that's not his words, but that's more or less what they plan to do.
They plan on colonizing the United States, yes. Canada, and Australia.
Right. And so they said that the only reason the Nazis did not take over in World War II was because they were not ruthless enough.
Yes.
They were not brutal enough, but General Chi Haoshin said China is.
Yes.
China would not make the mistakes the Nazis made.
Right.
So where the Nazis were just pansies, and just too gentle to everybody.
Yes.
They would step up the game and absolutely obliterate every single human alive that's in their way. And so this is China. And I just watched this little video of their military looking absolutely formidable. I mean, to the extent
yeah.
of making the Nazis sit up and pay attention. I mean, that kind of chill went up my spine when I
right.
watched this video of their military. And, what they're showing in this clip is the official BRICS account, the BRICS account on Twitter, well, X. And this video is pinned with its profile and the caption titled China Hell March. Well, that's for sure. When you see how very organized they are, how massive they are,
how disciplined they are.
Yeah. They're all precise in step. They have these very, very fierce looks. Every single one of them has this fierce countenance, just like the Bible describes.
They're training for and looking forward to killing Americans. And in the American military, we're worried about pronouns.
Exactly.
And transgender
policies. Right. We're talking about, paying about the taxpayer paying for transgender operations.
Right.
And this, standing against this absolutely formidable looking, highly organized.
Yes.
Highly, it's impressive in a very evil way.
They're prepared for war.
Yep.
And they know it.
Like I've not seen. I mean, I've seen plenty of videos of all of the Nazi military and how they're snap. Everything about them is snap.
Yes.
Basically, if you could describe it in a word, it's all of their actions are snap.
Yes.
All of their dress is snap. Everything is in exact precision. Well, the Chinese are now making them look a little sloppy. And so this is what we're facing right now, with a 7,000% increase just in the past 2 months in America.
Right, of Chinese.
Of Chinese CCP.
Coming into our nation. Yep.
And so this is where all of those people have come from, is this very, very highly disciplined, highly skilled and formidable military.
Right. And people in our government are calling them a financial competitor, right. economic competitors.
Right. Exactly.
That's the extent. Even though there are those in Washington, D.C. screaming from the rooftops, China is our biggest threat. And now, this is the really bizarre part. Christopher Wray talking about the danger that the CCP poses, but it's all lip service.
Right.
Because while they're warning us about it,
They're doing nothing about it,
yep. Just like the fentanyl crisis or, you know, anything else.
That's right.
And which is also a CCP threat.
Right, exactly. Well, and, you know, not only that, but, I mean, that's just, when I see that, that just, you know, it causes a shudder to just run through me, because we as Christians shouldn't fear anything. But there is also something called the judgment of the Lord coming upon this nation for all of our egregious yes. sins that we have allowed to happen within our borders. And we haven't done anything about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And so here's our enemies. They're looking tougher, scarier, stronger by the day. And we're approaching this deadline of, well, it's going to come down to they're going to do something at some point.
Right.
Right. And seeing this kind of efficiency, this kind of 100-year plan for how they're going to be the single most brutal, most atrocious military the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
That is the exact description that the Bible gives to them, right?
That's right.
That the attack will be more horrific than anything the world has ever seen, right? The whole Great Tribulation is going to be the most awful 7 years the planet has ever seen in our entire history.
And how much of that do we have to see in the way of birthing pains, you know,
right.
leading up to that?
Right.
It can get pretty darn evil and wicked without the tribulation even being here.
Right.
I mean, that could just be setting the stage, what we could be confronting, an invasion or somehow taking the United States out of the equation, which we're almost doing that, you know, single-handedly from within.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a prime setup for a adversary from without to make their move.
Exactly.
And so, you know, this, and it's not just limited to military and strategic targets.
Right.
It's the citizenry.
Right.
And, you know, create chaos, create panic, which is one of the reasons why they have targeted all of our infrastructure. Of course, it's military strategically advantageous to do that, but it also they're also concerned about the populace.
Right.
You know, the I guess the quintessential American spirit of, you know, fighting for freedom and we're all armed and everything else. So that's another component that they probably, I'm certain, feel that they have to deal with. So
right.
There's your cyber attacks, your food supply cutoffs,
weaken
your
us as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and they did openly admit that when they studied us for quite some time, that our central strength was our belief in Jesus.
Yeah, Christianity.
And it wasn't just a generalized belief in God, it was our belief in Jesus.
Yeah.
And wow. Well, at least they're smart enough to figure that out, that that is our strength. That is our entire strength wrapped up all together.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for God alone, we would have nothing at all. We wouldn't even have this nation. This was given to those who upheld him, believed in him, and worshiped him, and kept his commandments, walked in his ways. That was, you know, this was the nation given to those people.
Yes.
And so you know, that's an interesting point, especially today, because today is the Feast of First Fruits, which is technically the day that Jesus rose from the grave on.
Right.
And so, you know, we certainly want to point that out, because this is the true resurrection day, and praise God for that. But he's holding his hand over our nation right now until we repent, until we repent from our wicked ways. And so we've been talking about this repent event for quite some time. We already did the repent event way back in March.
Yes.
And so we're hoping that all of our listeners, at least all of our listeners, repented of every last bit of wickedness that they've, you know, committed throughout their lives, because we seriously... That's the only thing that turns back all of your enemies before judgment on a nation.
Right, and praying for repentance for our nation's sins.
That's right.
Which we don't seem to be repenting. Matter of fact, seems like as a nation we're doubling down on it. You know, and stabbing Israel in the back, and the people in the back, and killing children. It's just lawlessness is the law now.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too, is that you and I have been saying we are not them and they are not us.
Yes.
However, we as a Christian nation have not prevented any of this from happening.
Right.
Nobody rose up en masse from the pulpits, from all the churches, from all the organized churches across the nation and forced this to stop. Nobody has.
Right.
And so if you don't stop it, you're essentially allowing it. Right. And so, that's, you know,
Dietrich Bonhoeffer said.
So that's yeah, that's a frightening thing to consider when God is the judge and he is both good and severe.
Yes.
And so whichever side of that hand you end up being on, you know,
right,
if you end up being underneath his hand of protection or getting the backhand, right?
Of,
I mean, that's
justice.
Yeah, that's yeah, it's all a you either have done one or the other, and you get what you deserve either way.
That's right.
And so, we've repented and prayed, and now it just it's not looking good.
No, it's not. It's now's the time to, I think, really draw in to your inner circle, your family, your trusted friends, the people that see what's going on, and get ready to support one another, defend one another, look out for each other, and really kind of circle the wagons.
That's right, because if we find ourselves suddenly under a very, very severe, worse than Nazi attack, we are not even going to be 1 ounce prepared for that kind of attack.
Right.
We really aren't. Nobody in this nation has ever seen or experienced that kind of organized front on our own soil.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
Ever. And so this is how severe it has the potential to be.
And they'll say, this is unprecedented. Well, yeah, and it should have never come to this.
That's right.
We should never even be here.
Right.
In this position.
Yep. Yep.
But we are. So pray for the Republic.
That's right.
Keep saying.
That's right. Just keep repenting to the Lord. That's what Daniel did. Daniel prayed for 90 days before his prayers were able to actually get through the spiritual realm. And
yeah,
and so if you
pray
feel
without
like
ceasing.
Exactly. If you feel like you've prayed once so you're good to go, no, keep Daniel in mind. He did it 90 days in a row.
Yeah.
And so I think that each one of us needs to be doing that as well.
I agree. Well, thank you. Well, I don't know.
I know.
You.
Again,
2 weeks
again,
in a row, I can say thank you for bringing us this.
Well, as, you know, as watchmen on the wall, where we bring things that we're aware of to our listeners that we can warn them,
yeah,
that we can tell them, oh, dear, that's not looking good. You all be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. We're coasting, and that can only last so long.
Right.
And you know, it's as long as you're still rolling forward and you're still coasting, it's hard to imagine that, you know, that this the America we know could come to a stop.
Right.
And well, it already is unrecognizable.
Right.
Know, but
and you know, actually, I have posted this little clip from the Chinese military, that the China Hell March. I posted that on my Telegram channel for my campaign channel, my Renee Holiday for Congress, on Telegram, and I'm posting it also to Facebook because this is such a shocking thing to see, and comparing it to what our own military is doing right now, it will give you chills, and yeah. So I just encourage everyone to, if you're on Telegram, to log on to my channel. It's again Renee Holiday for Congress, and each of those words starts with a capital letter, and you'll see that posted there. That's the only way that I can figure out how to make sure that people see that video, because yeah. it's brought from Telegram, it's hard to get it out to the rest of the media platforms, yes. Because it doesn't just copy over, but that is where you could see that.
Yeah, well, it's not a pleasant thing to watch, but it's something that we need to be aware of, and it's reality. So
that's right.
All right. Well, go check that out, and check us out every morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for the morning commute. We're bringing you the truth and the news from a Christian perspective, and hopefully some encouragement. And there you go.
That's right.
All right. Well, with that, you guys have a blessed week. Be safe out there. Be vigilant. Make your final preparations for being self-reliant as much as you can. And join us every morning. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.